Welcome back to the news desk on Scariff Bay Community Radio, bringing you weekly updates of news and events from around East Clare and a selection of music on Easter Saturday, the 30th of March 2024. Daylight saving time begins this Sunday, the 31st at 1 a.m. when you can move your clocks 1 hour forward, creating an extra hour of daylight in the evening and cutting the morning light short by an hour. As the saying goes, spring forward and fall back. A special treat is in store for the children in East Clare when the Easter Bunny visits 6 local playgrounds this Saturday. As well as having their photo taken with the Easter Bunny, children will receive an Easter egg. All donations will be collected for the Ennis Voice for Autism, that's EVA, as part of their annual Easter fundraising, so everyone gets a sweet deal. Tina O'Loughlin from Broadford will conduct a whistle-stop tour of some of the following playgrounds. Scariff at 11:45 a.m, Tulla at 12:45 p.m, Quinn at 2:30 p.m, Kilkishan at 3:30 p.m, and Broadford at 4:30 p.m. The Easter Bunny helpers will be collecting donations at the playgrounds. EVA provides sensory-friendly activities for children with autism across County Clare. Scariff Library are having a CD social on Tuesday, the 2nd of April at 6:30 p.m, where people can help pack seeds and enjoy a cup of tea in the process and meet up with like-minded people to talk about planting and ideas for the seed library for 2024. Phone 061 922 893 for details. The new Killaloe Ballina Active Retirement Association will hold their second public meeting in the Lakeside Hotel Ballroom on Tuesday the 2nd at 2:30 p.m. This meeting will have guest speakers and a discussion on the future plans. Active Retirement Ireland look forward to meeting new members on the day and all are welcome to attend. Mount Shannon Community Market will return next Saturday, the 6th of April, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with new faces selling their wares as well as all of your old favourites. So do come along and have a complimentary tea and have a chat with your friends and make new friends. They look forward to seeing you. Autism Awareness Assistance Dogs Ireland are inviting people to run or walk 80 kilometres or do 14 swims in April to help change the world for children with autism, to support them and their families across Ireland who need your help. Sign up on their Facebook page and get a free T-shirt. Visit the website autismassistancedogsireland.ie. In becoming an autism hero, you will help to open the application process for 2024 and enable more than 45 more children with autism and their families to get a life-transforming autism assistance dog. Tumgrainney Handball Club's annual fundraiser, 10-kilometre sponsored walk or run, takes place on Easter Monday, the 1st of April at 12 p.m, starting at the Handball Alley. All support will be greatly appreciated and everyone is welcome to take part. Visit their Facebook page to see who has the sponsorship cards. White GAA are having a fundraiser in association with Limerick Suicide Watch in memory of Michael Hines from Whitegate. The teams represented are Whitegate GAA, Clare GAA, Scariff Community College and University of Limerick GAA. It will take place in the Whitegate GAA grounds on Saturday next, the 6th of April at 4 p.m. Refreshments will be served after the games in the clubhouse. All proceeds will go to the Limerick Suicide Watch. You can visit their website, limericksuicidewatch.ie, for all information on this essential service. There are just three useful numbers you might need to remember. The Samaritan's Limerick number is 061 412 111, or just call the Samaritan's 116 123, and Pieta House is 1800 247 247. Cunis Wellness Centre in Feakle has a wide range of therapies to support your health and well-being. There's a herbal foot bath and guided meditation with Julianne on the 4th and 5th of April. Booking is essential and the website is cuniscentre.com. They are a non-profit organisation who offer very good value for their therapies. Tumgrainney Harp Festival is taking place this year from Friday next the 5th to Sunday the 7th of April. The festival has been growing from strength to strength since its initial inauguration as the Blossom Harp Festival many years ago. On Friday the 5th of April at 9 p.m, the official opening of the festival will take place in Nuala's Bar and Restaurant, followed by a music session in the bar with many talented musicians taking part, including the guest artists for the weekend, and all are welcome for what promises to be a great night. Saturday the 6th, the workshops will take place in various venues around the village, starting at 10 a.m. and finishing at 12 p.m. This is a great opportunity to have access to expert tuition in your chosen instrument. Registration will be at the Parish House at 9:15 a.m. or you can do it online in advance. Callan Harps and Narrow Water Harps will be in attendance at St. Cronin's Church from 10 a.m. with harp demos and a discussion at 2:30 p.m. There will also be a competition for both solo and ensemble artists held in St. Cronin's Church. On Saturday night then, there is the gala concert at St. Joseph's Church in Drumgranny starting at 8 p.m. featuring all the workshop tutors and many other artists. Entry is €10 and available on the door. On Sunday the 7th, there will be the harp ensemble workshop held at St. Cronin's Church at 11 a.m. followed by recital performance of the ensemble piece at 1 p.m. The recital is free and all are welcome. Visit the website drumgrannyharpfestival.ie for all information, and everyone is welcome to come and enjoy this great music that's on offer. East Clare Community Co-op Scariff will be holding a Citizens Information Monthly Clinic beginning on Tuesday next, the 9th of April. And it will be on from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The Limerick and Clare Education and Training Board, the College of FET and Scariff Library are presenting a collection of artwork entitled Flow, and it will be in the Scariff Library Gallery up until the 12th of April, and this is well worth a visit. The East Clare Community Co-op are looking to recruit a manager. To request a full job description and online application form, please email your request to eastclarecoop@gmail.com before the closing date of Friday the 12th of April at 5 p.m. The Country Store Bakery and Cafe in Broadford are looking for a part-time cook 3 days a week and also a part-time weekend deli assistant. Please email your CV to Karen to countrystorebroadford@gmail.com. The Plaza Group are delighted to announce that later this year they will be opening a new service station in Drumgranny, where Nyland's 24/7 shop used to be. They are seeking an assistant manager, a retail supervisor and a retail assistant to become part of Supermax and the Plaza Group's success. Visit the website supermax.ie/jobs for all information. Killaloo Sailing Club is hosting a raffle that has some fantastic prizes from the Lakeside Hotel and Leisure Centre. The first prize is a 6-month Leisure Centre single membership. The draw will take place on April the 7th, where the lucky winners will be unveiled. Tickets are just €10 and can be purchased online. All proceeds raised will go towards the Killaloo Sailing Club Development Fund. And the website is killaloosailingclub.com. East Clare Community Co-op are currently enrolling for their upcoming stained glass course. It will commence on Thursday the 11th of April for 6 weeks until May the 16th, and it will be on from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For more information, contact Carl on 087 238 9521. Family Constellations workshops will take place in Kilkishan on Saturday the 13th of April from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The price is €80 and concession prices are available also. This is a powerful modality that can help address blocks in your life and move you closer towards the life you long to live. For more information and to register, email open.heart.field@gmail.com or phone 085 195 4566. Jigsaw, the organisation that helps support young people with their mental health, is inviting people to team up with your family, club, schools, colleges or workplace for their 10-kilometre Colours Climb, which is backed by Gale Force Events. It's on Sunday the 14th of April at the Kilpore Hill in County Wicklow. It's not just a fantastic group hike, but also a crucial fundraiser for this charity. You can actually take the walk anywhere in your own community. It is well known that good relationships are important for our happiness and mental health, so take on the challenge and explore the Irish countryside. Visit the website jigsaw.ie for all information. The annual tractor run around the shores of Loch Rainy will take place on Sunday the 14th of April, with registration at Kenny's Bar from 11 a.m. It includes trucks, vintage cars and motorbikes too, and supports a different nominated charity each year. This year, the charity is Bumbalance Children's Ambulance Service, which provides a dedicated ambulance service for children. Donations can be made on the iDonate page for Killinane Tractor Run, and all support will be welcome. Tourism East Clare extends a warm invitation to new members to join them as they continue to build upon their achievements, together shaping the future of tourism in East Clare and beyond. They are delighted to have commenced the 2024 membership drive. Members benefit from their extensive network and enjoy exclusive perks such as website listings, blog features, priority event inclusions, social media promotion, and participation in their Wheel of the Year celebrations. To learn more about the membership and see if you qualify, check out the website, visit eastclare.ie. 65 Roses Day fundraising for cystic fibrosis will take place on Friday the 12th of April. They're looking for volunteers to help them on the day by sitting at a table and selling the purple roses for a few hours from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. or from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. in your local Dunn stores. If you wish to volunteer to help in a location other than those listed, please call them on 01 4962 433, or you can email fundraising@cfireland.ie, or visit the website for all information, cfireland.ie/65 Roses Day. Portumna Players Drama Group will present It's the Real McCoy by Tommy Maron on Thursday the 11th, Friday 12th, Sunday 14th and Friday the 19th of April at 8:30 p.m. sharp in the Portumna Town Hall. Tickets will be on sale at the door for €10 and all are welcome. 2024 is a special year of commemoration for the RNLI as the charity celebrates its bicentenary, and Lough Derg RNLI marks 20 years of lifeboat service on the lake. On the 2024 fundraiser Lap the Lake, cyclists may choose again between a 120-kilometre route or a shorter 65-kilometre one. Whichever route participants choose, they will have the opportunity to delight in the outstanding beauty of the lake and the River Shannon. Rider safety and well-being is a priority, with first aid providers, outriders, marshals and bike maintenance stops along the route, as well as comfort and refreshment stations. The RNLI is a search and rescue charity reliant on the support of the public to continue its life-saving work. Fundraising events such as the Lap the Lake, the RNLI Lough Derg Charity Cycle 2024 enables the charity to provide the best safety kit and training for volunteer crews, and to build and develop lifeboats capabilities, and to deliver its international drowning prevention programme. To register for the event, visit the website eventbrite.co.uk RNLI Lough Derg Charity Cycle 2024 Lap the Lake tickets. For information on the RNLI, visit rnli.org. Scariff or Rugby Football Club are hosting a poker night on Friday the 19th of April in McNamara's Bar in Scariff. Register before 9 p.m. for free entry. Admission is €20 and there'll be spot prizes and refreshments available. Living Well is a free programme for adults living with long-term or chronic conditions. It will take place in Raheen Community Hospital from the 19th of April to the 24th of May 2024 from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. It takes place over 6 weekly workshops, either online or in person, and will be delivered by trained leaders, most of whom are also living with a long-term condition. To book a place, contact Philip Hennessy by email philip.hennessy2@hse.ie, or just check the website hse.ie Living Well. 30 young students graduated from the Technological University of Shannon, that's the TUS. They achieved access to Apprenticeships 2023 programme with Level 6 Continuous Professional Development Certificates at an award ceremony held in the TUS Moylish campus. The national programme that was successfully piloted at the TUS Moylish campus in 2022 is now being rolled out to the TU's Athlone campus as well as other technological universities. The Access to Apprenticeship programme provides students aged 16 to 24 years of age with a pathway to skilled employment and a career following an apprenticeship. From its inception in April of 2022 to the end of 2023, more than 80 students have taken part in the programme. As many as 70% of these students achieved the special recognised award, and a total of 72% are now progressing into an apprenticeship across different trades. For more details on the Access to Apprenticeship programme, email access to apprenticeship@tus.ie, or you can phone 061 293 188. And congratulations to Letty Knox from Tumgraney, who is a second year higher certificate in culinary arts student at the TUS at Lone campus, as she won best in class certificate and a silver medal for designing a 1950s style chocolate rocket ship in the decorative exhibit category of the edible art competition. The former Tumgraney National School student was one of many culinary arts students who received top honours in this year's IFEX competition in Belfast. Having spent 5 enjoyable years in the Garden Cafe in the Scariff Community Co-op, where she enjoyed the cooking and the baking, Letty decided to pursue culinary arts in the TUS at Lone campus, and we wish her the best of luck. Irish Seed Savers in Scariff are thrilled to announce the launch of a series of orchard workshops. These full-day workshops are designed to equip participants with the knowledge and skills necessary to cultivate thriving orchards, ensuring the preservation of Ireland's unique fruit varieties for generations to come. And the first one is on Saturday, the 20th of April, and it's bench grafting. Visit the website for all the details, irishseedsavers.ie, to register and for all information. Ballyona Nails and Brow Bar in Scariff. That's all the news for this week. News was compiled and read by myself, Ursula Hogan. Stay tuned for the weather forecast, read to you by Jim Collins. Thank you for listening. Take care and have a very happy and safe Easter.
The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff. A largely dry start today, Saturday, with sunny spells, but blustery showers will spread northwards across the country during the morning and afternoon, some turning heavy with hail, highs of 9 to 12 degrees. A mix of clear spells and isolated showers at first tonight. Those showers will clear early in the night, but it'll briefly turn drier. However, further showers or longer spells of rain will develop in the south and spread northwards overnight with lows of 3 to 7 degrees. Tomorrow Easter Sunday will be quite cloudy at times with continued showers, turning heavy in some places. Brighter and sunnier conditions will develop for a time in the afternoon, milder with highest temperatures of 10 to 13 degrees. Tomorrow night, further showers or longer spells of rain will move across Munster and South Connacht through the night, with isolated showers continuing elsewhere, lows of 2 to 6 degrees. Continuing wet across the south and west into Easter Monday with highs of 9 to 13 degrees. Showers will ease Monday night, becoming more isolated early in the night. Clear spells and mainly dry conditions for much of the night before showers increase towards morning, lows of 1 to 5 degrees. It will become wet and dull on Tuesday as rain pushes in from the south through the afternoon, with showers continuing elsewhere, highs of 7 to 12 degrees. And the outlook remaining unsettled and becoming colder next week. And that's the forecast. The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff.